Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
That music does mean it's time to visit with Dan Hayes. I'm going to get to Dan in just a second, but I want to update you on a little bit of breaking news. As you know, Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark and their dog Gilbert have been lying in state at the state capitol. Within the last 20 minutes or so, former President Joe Biden arrived in St. Paul, in the capitol, paid his respects. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see a picture from Star Tribune reporter Allison Kite. You see Joe Biden standing alone in a very moving photo with those two caskets and the urn with the family dog. Very, very touching moment. A number of reporters saying that the former president spent about 40 minutes or so. This is A.J. Legault at Care 11 saying that Joe Biden spent about 40 minutes visiting with Senator John Hoffman and Yvette at the hospital, saying that the senator is alert, making gains, and has started walking. So that's the update from Care 11. So we'll have the latest in the local news update at the top of the hour, but I wanted to let you know that. First woman ever to lie in state at the state capitol, but just pure class by the former president coming out to pay his respects and to visit with the Hoffman family. Nothing but respect to him for that. Okay, it's 4:40. Twins baseball on CCO tonight. That game is at 5. Well, pregame at 5:30. First pitch at 6:10. They're in Detroit, and we visit with our friend Dan Hayes. Dan, it's good to be with you.
Good to be with you, and first pitch at 6:10, we hope.
We hope. Rain was in the forecast, right?
Yeah, it looks like there's like a 65% chance at 7. And, you know, I'm just going to say, based on what we saw yesterday and experienced throughout April, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Can you explain sort of what the logic is and like how they're making these decisions these days? Because it's
like the 4-hour delay. Yesterday?
Yes. I feel have that. What is the story?
Yeah. Well, first, let me tell you, there's some good news for people who were there yesterday. Anybody who held a ticket for yesterday's game, the Twins are giving all those fans an additional ticket.
Oh, wow.
They made the decision today. So
that's cool.
They're going to reward anybody that was there and had to leave. I mean, anyways, as it would be if you left, they're going for goodwill. That's a great move.
That's a great move.
It's a tough day.
It's really nice.
And
they did that. That was some strategy as far as like the Mariners weren't scheduled to come back here, right?
Right. And that's the thing. If it's Cleveland or Detroit and there's another trip in, you play a doubleheader. If it's a team that's even closer, you play, you have them come back. But it's Seattle, and that's, a 4-hour flight. You have to find a day off between the two teams that matches the rest of the way. Then you have to see what happens. And, at that point, teams will be playing 22, 24 straight games because those makeups usually occur on that one off day that they have in like a 20-something day stretch. And MLBPA really kind of frowns upon that from fans.
The players' union.
Yeah. They don't want players doing that. They don't want them to surrender those days off. So you have a day like yesterday where you sit around for an additional 4 hours and wait. And both teams were, you know, the Twins were only going to Detroit, losing an hour. The Mariners were going to Texas, so they were in the same time zone. So from that standpoint, it was feasible to do it. And it's unfortunate. And, you know, I wasn't at the game yesterday. I went to I might have been at the Palace last night to see the Killers play a little.
Well, and I want to hear I want to hear about this concert, because the Killers, you and I were both at the Killers when they were at Target Field. But last night they were in front of the Palace, only holds about 2,500 people, right?
It was amazing. But, yeah, no. Oh. So I wasn't there, but I know that a few of the writers reported that they were kind of stunned at how much of the crowd stuck around for the game yesterday. So, and they got rewarded with a nice, you know, blowout victory. Twins actually won and played nice, so a good game. And but they're messy days, and we've seen them so much. I think we've had three, maybe four delays in excess of 3 hours this year. It's it's kind of like bring your book if you're us and you're feeling
Yes, we jumped in and did a little show instead of making people listen to, like, you know, Hall of Fame induction speeches from Twins history or whatever they put on. They're doing their best. What are you supposed to fill the time with? But that's
exactly
kind of.
I can only go in there and talk about Royce Lewis for so much time.
All right, let's talk about this week, because it's been an interesting week for the Minnesota Twins. Things started horribly. Right?
Yes.
Like that awful weekend series against the Brewers. And then Monday, you're like, I mean, I was doing the math, and you're like, the if you go back to what, Thursday against the Reds, well, they only gave up five. No big deal in that one. But they gave up 17 against the Brewers, then nine, then nine, then 11 against the Mariners.
Yeah. Like the last seven home games, it had been 80 runs allowed.
Like just
with Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been terrible. And the pitching the last 2 days has been a nice respite. You hope for the Twins' sake that it's kind of going to keep going that way. The track record, the first 2 months of the season, the track record suggests they're capable. But the last 3 weeks, you know, you're thinking maybe it's a mirage because the pitching's been so bad. But they got it together a little bit, but that was just the start of a interesting, crazy week. So
you reported on one of my favorite things in sports when you have the players organized meeting. So the pitchers, because I understand in theory how, like, when you get the guys together and you have a pitchers meeting, and it's no coaches, no managers, it's just you guys looking at each other and saying whatever you want to say, that there could be value in that. On the other hand, it seems preposterous that professional athletes who are making huge money would need, like, that would make a difference. I don't know. I guess it works when you win the next day, but I just don't know. I never know what to make about it, but it always cracks me up, like, envisioning these grown men, like, just in a, you know, in their uniforms yelling at each other.
And it's funny because Rocco actually is very, he knows there's not a lot of value in repeat meetings, because he thinks if I'm talking to these guys way too much, you know, what value does that hold? You know, you hold individual meetings, you talk to players in your office, you have sessions on the side, that kind of thing. But you don't get the group together, because if you go to that well one too many times, like, you run out of chances for that to impact. And so I think they believe that occasionally getting the group together, and I think he's said that he's probably pulled the group together three times this year so far. You know, sometimes it's just reassuring and getting guys back on the same page. I don't know. With the pitching, look, this team was so good for the first 2 months. They were fourth in ERA. You know, all the stats were top five. And then you have this problem jump up, and part of it, you know, it probably stems from Pablo Lopez's injury and Zebby Matthews' injury. But, you know, for a week, you're like, this isn't a problem. We don't really need to address this. And then for the second week, you're probably just in awe of that it keeps going the way it is. And then it goes into a third week, and it was spectacularly bad. And I think, you know, you look at, it's funny because basically the pitchers have stopped executing with strike two. And we've seen the walks increase because that pitches get fouled off, that kind of thing. But I think they were just trying to reassure guys, let's get back to what we were doing. And it is the idea. I agree with you. It's kind of silly, but I think sometimes it's when it comes down to it, this game is as much mental. It's everybody is extremely talented that's here. So we know that it's 90% physical, right? But that 10% that is mental is what separates these guys from the guys that don't make it. And I think, you know, it's just managing humans and getting them motivated. So I agree with you for the most part. I think they get overblown. This one, I don't think we, you know, Chris Paddock was really fired up when he talked about it. And, you know, when Chris, we had talked to Pete Mackey earlier in the day, and it got out that the meeting happened later. Paddock was like, I was ready to run through a wall. And so for a guy to say that, you know, I don't think he was really being dramatic. I think he was kind of taking, took it in the way they wanted it to. So it seemed to have the impact. But again, you know, Paddock started that night. He gave up 5 runs. He had 1 bad inning. So the meeting clearly had a little bit of an impact for Joe Ryan and maybe Simeon Woods Richardson. But I don't know how productive that is for the guy who's supposed to be locked in and getting ready to start and have a fiery meeting. So you never know.
You never know. Exactly. Stand by. Dan Hayes, I want to talk to you about the story at theathletic.com that you wrote about online threats and the former police officer, an incredible guy, who is the director of security for the Twins. So we'll talk about that, plus an update on Royce Lewis. His injury, some good news tonight. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take the current temp of your Minnesota Twins. Brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Get your wireless meat thermometer now at chefiq.com.
Dan Hayes is with us from The Athletic. Temp of the team, Dan, what would you say?
Lukewarm at best. Yeah. I don't know. It's not great. I mean, look, the last 2 days...
I was thinking warming. I'm with you. Mildly warming, yes.
Yeah, last 2 days is good. Big series here this weekend. With a chance to play a Marlins team that is not very good after that. So if you can somehow get a series in Detroit and win 4 or 5, going into that Marlins series, you have a shot at getting things at getting healthy again.
Right.
It's a big series here for that reason.
Yeah, I mean, if you get swept, you're in a world of hurt because we're already what 10 behind, something like that.
Oh, I mean, it's funny. Detroit's so good. I don't know that the division's even.
It's not even a question. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
we're 11.5 games behind. Like they are just cooking.
They are amazing. They're a lot of fun. So should be a good series, a good kind of litmus test for them.
Royce Lewis, rehab assignment tonight, right?
Right. DHing over at St. Paul. So that's great. I don't know. They haven't really said what the plan is yet. Is it possible that he could be back for Miami? It's possible. I don't know. It's the hamstring. They're always kind of cognizant of it, especially with him. So we'll see. He's got a couple days here. They need to show him he can get out there and play the next 3 days. And I'm sure it'll be play today, off tomorrow, play Sunday. If he shows a lot, you know, would it shock me that he was in Miami on Tuesday? It wouldn't shock me, but you never know if they're a cautious team. It wouldn't shock me just as much if they waited till they came home.
I want everybody to go to theathletic.com and read your story about Charlie Adams, the director of security for the Twins, because you really broke the news of Bailey Ober and some of the threats that he was getting when he had such a rough outing. Fascinating story about Charlie.
Yeah, and look, I've been trying to write about Charles like for, and I think his dad is Charlie, because we call Charles Charles, but his dad's the 4th Precinct Inspector, like 38-year police veteran.
Right.
You know, this is a very big police family. Charles Adams, Tony Adams is the director of security for the Timberwolves. That's Charles's uncle. Like, so, you know, and even his younger sister in the police, they have this strong family connection to the North Minneapolis. And, you know, I long wanted to write about Charles because he had been he's been the football coach at North High since 2009.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And obviously we know what's happened there with some of the tragedies, Deshaun Hill. And like, so Charles is just this really captivating guy. That's always a lot of fun to be around with the Twins. And this was sort of a good avenue to kind of write about him because obviously we know that players are getting threatened more often online. It's just a function of gambling. It's a function of social media and fans just thinking that they can do stupid things. And I mean, we've seen it at ballparks. We saw the fan talk to Jaren Duran back in Cleveland in like the early part of the season, talking that he admitted that he had tried to attempt his own life, and fans kind of ripped him, and like that guy got ejected for life. So we've seen fan behavior be unruly and terrible. And it was just a good way to kind of show who Charles Adams is, because nobody really knows, you know, unless you're around the team every day.
It was, Dan, it was so good. Really great piece. So check it out at theathletic.com. Thanks for being with us, Dan. CBS coming up.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night,
pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.